Hasta la vista, baby.
Drones on the air just after 10 a.m. As we are every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That's a brand new one, Fresh and Only's new LP forthcoming on In the Red, coming out in a few weeks, got an advance here. So we'll be playing some tracks from that leading up to the big release. That song there was called Red Light, Green Light. Actually, a song that was on their MySpace about a year and a half ago when they first popped up around the era of their very, very first 7-inch, and disappeared off their MySpace a few weeks later, and there it is in sharper form. They actually have a couple other songs on there that date back to that time. So digging in the vault to release some older stuff, plus I'm sure some really new songs on there. Yes, San Francisco's Fresh and Only is one of my personal favorite bands here, and another band here that has been becoming slowly one of my favorites. This is a new 7-inch by Olympia's Broken Water.
We'll be right back. After sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Back with Pop Drones here. Last track was Brain Idea from Chicago, a new LP released entitled The Survival Scrolls. Actually, a cassette version of it was divvied out by the fine folks at Permanent Records, sort of as a precursor to this LP version. That song there was called Days Blown Away. And before that, Olympia's Broken Water, new 7-inch released on the Fan Death Records label. The song you heard was called Nothing Ever Happened. And starting everything off today, Fresh and Only's track from their forthcoming LP, Play It Strange, Red Light, Green Light. You can actually catch the Fresh and Only's here in Vancouver November 16th. Oddly enough, opening up for Clinic, Liverpool band. It's been around for at least a decade now, I guess. Odd pairing, but good bill. Good bill there. Right now, we're going to get right back into some Chicago stuff. This is another release by Permanent Records. This is a band called Purling Hiss, a new LP called Hysteria. The song you're about to hear is called Passenger Queen.
Yeah. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Annoise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Pop Drones here. The last track was Bitches, a fairly new band based out of the United Kingdom. Shearing Pinks, actually, when they just recently toured through that kingdom, they played with this band, brought back this 7-inch, and deposited it right in my hands. And there you go. Quite good stuff there. Song you heard was called Sleepwalk. And then before that, from Halifax, was The Ether, a new CD release entitled Folly. The song was Siamese. And then from Chicago, Purling Hiss, Passenger Queen, taken from their very new LP entitled Hysteria. Right now we're going to play Prince Rama, a band that just came through town last week. Played quite an amazing set. It's actually normally a three-piece. Unfortunately, they were put down to a duo due to some border issues. Once again, a band marred by our Canadian border, our tough Canadian border. I could go on about that for quite some time, but let's just get to the music. This is Prince Rama with Thunder Drums.
Thank you.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
Back with the Pop Drones show. That was Ibis Rouge with a self-titled LP just recently released on the Decoder label. That was a collaborative effort between Francis Highwolf. Longtime listeners of the Pop Drones show here definitely have come across Highwolf. He's released some cassettes on Not Not Fun, including an LP as well. And he runs his own label called Crayon. And that Ibis Rouge is a collaboration with Astral Social Club. So a meeting of the transcendental minds there, as it were. And then before that, Wet Hair with probably their best song that I've heard to date. That's taken from a split 7-inch with Peaking Lights. That song there was called Blessed. That was part of the Not Not Fun Board Fortress 7-inch subscription series, which there are apparently still some subscriptions left. So head to notnotfun.com to sign up for that. Lots more left in the year to come for that. And then Prince Rama with Thunder Drums, taken from their Shadow Temple LP, released on the Paw Tracks label. Right now we're going to get into a local act here. This is No UFOs. This is a debut release. As far as I know, he hasn't even done a live show yet. But this is about a year's worth of his work, and it's a self-released cassette. And it's actually garnered a lot of attention across various blogs. At least 5 or 6 over the last few months since its release have picked up on it and raved about it. I actually finally got my copy here, and I have steadily been spinning it ever since. These are actually somewhat separated tracks here, but this thing is so damn good. We're going to play the entire A-side here for you right now. So this is No UFOs, Soft Coast, Side A. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back with the Pop Drones show. That very last track there was a new one by Tassels, taken from a new cassette released on the Digitalis cassette label. The song there was The Brethren of Purity. The cassette name is The Rosicrucians. Just released 75 copies, I believe. The man himself will be getting 20 and distribute them to shops across this city. So grab one, because that one's going to sell out pretty quick. And before that, another cassette, local act, No UFOs, Soft Coast. We played the entirety of Side A there. We'll probably play the entirety of Side B next week. Right now, we're going to get into some nice dronier, moodier affairs here. This is a fairly new one by Evan Caminiti, also known as One Half of Barn Owl. This is a new LP released on the Three Lobed Records label, entitled West Winds. This song is called Glowing Sky. Back with Pop Drones. That was a fairly new one by Austining, taken from a LP released on Digitalis Industries entitled I Will Be Missed. That song was called Go for Pinks. And Evan Caminiti with Glowing Sky, taken from his West Winds LP released on Three Lobed Recordings. Gonna end things off here with one more somewhat Digitalis related item here. This is a new Zila LP, and it's a reissue of a cassette issued on Digitalis, I believe, sometime last year, maybe 2008. Anyways, one of those cassettes that's good enough to press to wax. This is actually a sidelong piece. We only got about 7 or 8 minutes left here before Luke Meat and Annoys come up, so we're going to play a little excerpt from that here. That's going to be it for us this week, folks. We'll see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m.